WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey has the fewest number of patients needing ventilators to breathe since April 5th. And new hospitalizations continue to fall, says Governor Murphy. In most Jersey counties, we are seeing the rate of infection spread also decrease significantly. Almost 100,000 New Jerseyans have tested positive for COVID-19. Close to 5,400 have died from complications. More than 2,300 deaths are over the age of 80. That Rutgers spit saliva test for COVID-19 we've been telling you about is being expanded.
Right now, it's being used live in drive-thrus in Edison, South Brunswick, in testing sites in the American Dream Mall, Somerset, and Deptford. It's being used with Newark first responders.
Brian Strom of the Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences Department says up to 10,000 people a day will be tested starting next week, and the saliva test can be dramatically expanded after that. Governor Murphy continues to say we will need expanded testing to be able to reopen the economy once infection rates start dropping. The maker of Lysol and other disinfectants say its product should not be used as an internal treatment for the coronavirus. The company issued a statement today to combat what it said was recent speculation after President Trump raised the possibility of disinfectants being injected into people to combat COVID-19. Lysol's manufacturer said under no circumstances should our disinfectant products be administered into the human body. Governor Murphy says much of the $1.8 billion earmarked for New Jersey under recent federal COVID-19 relief legislation is likely unusable and could have to be returned to the U.S. Treasury. Guidance says the funding could only be used for coronavirus-related expenses. Murphy says the state needs greater flexibility and also called for more direct cash payments from the feds. Add these to the group of knuckleheads, as Governor Murphy has coined them. Cinnamons and police found 11 people between the ages of 18 and 29, all from Maple Shade, on the bank of Pensauken Creek, hanging out by a bonfire and drinking. They were all charged with violating Governor Murphy's order aimed at curbing the spread of coronavirus. Authorities say they used boats and wave runners to reach the gathering point. And in Patterson, the 28-year-old owner of the billiards pool hall was charged for keeping his non-essential business open with customers inside. The New Jersey Theater Alliance has been working with its 30 member theaters in 12 Garden State counties and all the different ways to wait out the coronavirus pandemic so they can reopen safely and operate in the black. Executive Director John McEwen says the group has been promoting its theaters on social media, plus has taken up a worker relief fund.
We've been in the position to provide not only financial support to our theaters, but also a platform for them to share.
Many theater seasonal schedules end in June, and for those theaters, all of their upcoming performances have been canceled. Theaters are getting creative in the interim, though, and starting to move classes and special events online. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Scattered rain continues for most of the day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 12:06. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
April showers and then some today. By my count, this is actually the 15th day of April with rain falling here in New Jersey. Now the steadiest, heaviest rain is behind us, but we'll continue to see pockets of rain through early afternoon, then lingering showers through around dinner time this evening. It'll stay damp and breezy and cool. Highs today only around 50 degrees. Clearing skies tonight and chilly. Lows around 40. Tomorrow we'll stay dry during the day, so looking pretty good. Sunshine in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, highs mainly lower to mid-60s, although it will be cooler along the coast, stuck in the 50s tomorrow. Showers return tomorrow night, and the first half of Sunday looks wet, with periods of rain likely, then scattered showers with a brisk wind Sunday afternoon. Highs range from the 50s for most of the state Sunday, some 60s bubble up into the southern part of the state. Monday looking showery and cloudy, breezy and cool, highs only in the 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Secaucus 47 degrees, Haddonfield 47, Dunellen 46. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.